I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On February 28th, Haitians observed an important anniversary in the 205-year history of their country. In the days leading up to it, there have been protests or manifestations across the country. Conditions at every level have worsened in Haiti since 2004. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart is hoping that the tensions won't erupt into days of rioting. Their ministry acts as the hands and feet of Christ there.
Pray for a peaceful spirit in the country so that they somehow get that God is in control and these manifestations of violence are not going to help.
Next, China continues to see after effects of the devastating 2008 Sichuan earthquake. Ken Leggett says WorldServe Ministries supported 400 people after the quake and now plan to make that permanent with an outreach center. Many people suffer from depression and poor living conditions after losses, and the worldview has changed. The center aims to restore the community by encouraging believers and offering the hope of Christ to others.
People are desperately thirsty for hope, and the gospel message, you know, Christ is our hope, and we're coming to them with that message, and just pray that people will continue to be open and thirsty to hear that.
And Book of Hope International is now One Hope. One Hope's president, Rob Hoskins, says new supporters were confused by the name. They didn't know why a book ministry also used a film and the internet in kids' ministry. Their focus hasn't changed. This year, One Hope wants to reach 70 million kids with the Book of Hope, a harmony of the Gospels. Hoskins also believes the new name positions them to begin using new media and technology to reach the youth for Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with a special digital kit, call 1-800-995-4828, or you can sign up for it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.